First of Chronicles, chapter 10. This is the account of really Saul's sad and bitter end. Verse 14, he didn't inquire of Yahweh, therefore Yahweh killed him and turned the kingdom to David. And yet, 1 Samuel 28:6, right at the end, just before that final fight with the Philistines, Saul inquired of the Lord, but the Lord answered him not. And that's why he went to the witch. Whereas here it says he did not inquire of Yahweh, therefore Yahweh killed him. But Samuel says Saul did inquire of the Lord, but the Lord answered him not. So I think the idea is that Saul didn't really inquire of Yahweh. He went through the motions of it. He may have said the words, but not really. And so you think of Hosea. Hosea 7, he says about Israel, they have not cried unto me with their heart when they howled, that is in prayer, upon their beds. And this was reflected, of course, in how Gomer apparently said sweet words to Hosea when her heart was far from him. Again in Hosea, though they called them to the Most High, none would exalt him. So you can go through the motion of prayer, of inquiring of Yahweh, of praying to God, of studying his word, apparently, seeking his truth, seeking his guidance, when actually your own agenda is utterly entrenched. James says in the Greek that Elijah prayed in his prayer. And you get similar sort of language when David says in the Psalms, several times actually, hear my voice within my prayer. There's prayer, the external thing, which I guess a lot of people have gone through at some point, trying to pray or communicate, especially in time of crisis, with a higher power. And yet there's the real prayer that is within that. As I say, Israel, they cried unto God, but not with their heart. And Jeremiah says the same, you know, that they said these things, but not really. They came to him searching for God's word, so they said, promising to do what he told them. Jeremiah tells them, yep, the answer is don't go down to Egypt. Ah, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to listen to you. We're going to go to Egypt anyway. And so in things like Bible reading, in things like praying to God for guidance, you can do this when you actually have your mind utterly made up. And this is what Saul did. He did inquire of the Lord. 1 Samuel 28 says that. But the final judgment here in 1 Chronicles 10 is that he did not inquire of Yahweh, and therefore Yahweh killed him. So we need to search ourselves here, especially, as I say, in the matters of prayer and in Bible reading, which of course are two sides of the same coin, because we talk to God in prayer and he talks back to us in his word, which we have in the Bible. This is his voice to us. And what you, as it were, hear from him as you read is connected in the wider nexus of spiritual life with your discussions with him in prayer. And so it depends whether we are truly open-minded. But as I say, we have our own agendas. This is our tendency to have our own narrative. Sure, I will read, I will see what God has to say to me, when we have decided, actually, deep inside our heart, what we think is right, or what we decide anyway. This is where prayer and true reading of the scriptures require absolute humility, which, let's face it, does not come easy to any of us. But without that, then we're going to end up like Saul. He did not inquire of Yahweh. When he did, it says he did inquire. But the point is, not really.